even need a podcast, and they need your help. Can you make it onto the wheel? Bob and Akiva need a podcast. Yeah, they'll buy and sell your ideas. They'll talk about it till you've got it, your bill. Every weekend, better attend. You can guess what will be coming up next. Bob and Akiva need a podcast.
Yeah, that is right. Rob and Akiva need a podcast, episode number 21. It's time to talk about the Rahapchular, and I'm very excited to bring in my wonderful co-host of Rob and Akiva need a podcast. He's a man that I've known for, this is now almost 5 years, and we once upon a time did a podcast about Seinfeld where we went back and watched every single episode of Seinfeld. Then we did a podcast where we talked about the last episode or last season of Curb Your Enthusiasm. And then we've done over 20 episodes now of this brand new podcast where we spin a wheel every single week of podcast ideas. Here he is, the podcaster's podcaster. They call him Mr. Akiva Wheels Winokur.
Thanks for reading my wiki page, Rob.
Yes. Yes. He's formerly a researcher at NBC Sports. He's been a teacher. Now
yes.
He works for an internet startup, and here he is to talk about how he and I, after today, are going to be going to The Good Place.
That's right. Robin, this is called The Rahapchular, a.k.a. Robin Akiva Go to Heaven. This is maybe our most controversial episode on the whole wheel.
Oh, I had no idea there was controversy.
Not controversy, but I feel like, I don't want to say the most anticipated, because that would be all positive. I feel like it's, some people are excited about it. A lot of people are saying it's either going to be our best or our worst episode.
I agree. So high ceiling, low floor today. Yes. And so we could not talk about an idea for a Rahapchular without bringing in someone from our amazing panel that covers the Bachelor. I guess you could just say it normally. You don't have to say it like the Rahapchular. The Bachelor every week, currently in the midst of covering Bachelor Colton and his saga to find love. Please welcome in the great Haley Strong.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Haley,
you didn't
how
mention
are
that
you?
Colton's a virgin, Rob. I think that's like legally you have to say that when you mention his
still,
name.
Still, I mean, I kind of feel like, what are we, 6 weeks into this Bachelor? Ooh. Still,
it's part of the press package that you have to say at least 6 to 9 times. Sorry, that was a better joke.
Nice.
Saying it.
Yeah,
I'm off to a bad start. Anyway. Yeah, you have to mention his virginity if you're going to talk about Colton.
Okay.
At least that's what the season thinks.
All right. Well, we are very excited to talk about love here today. Haley, do you have any idea what we're in store for today?
Yes-ish, but I'm nervous. You know, I really want, you know, these couples that went on dates to find love, and I want to help you guys get into heaven.
Okay. Okay, but could you give us some backstory for any other new listeners who are coming in and don't know what this idea is all about today?
Yeah, I don't remember where it started, but at some point we discussed maybe going to heaven, and I mentioned that there was an old Jewish, kind of an old wives' tale, that if you set up three couples on dates, it's like an automatic ticket to heaven, even though there's no real source in all of Jewish literature for that. And we joked about getting into heaven. And I said, what if we try and set up all of our listeners on dates, and maybe three of them will end up married, and that'll be our only ticket to heaven, since I think, you know, doing a podcast where we spin a wheel isn't our ticket in, probably.
And I had said at the time that I felt like this was more that getting you into heaven, considering that I would think that more than three couples have formed out of Rob as a podcast. I don't think we have three marriages yet, or even three engagements, but I think we have certainly three couples.
Probably. But so again,
coming in riding some coattails here, Keeve.
Every week. That's not just this episode.
Yes, but you did do the 100% of the work to make this happen here. So this is your...
compared to you. I had other people help me, but yes. You didn't do... You did 0%. That's what you're trying
to
say.
That's right.
Correct.
I showed up here today, and then I called you and Haley.
Yes, correct. All right. Haley helped. I had other helpers. We could get to them later on, basically, the way we started is I said, hey, if anybody wants to go on a date with another listener, here's this questionnaire on Google Docs. Fill it out. And it had questions like, what's your name? The age range of people you want to date. What are your hobbies? Fun facts about you. Dating deal breakers, pet peeves. Why shouldn't somebody date you? Things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we got many responses. I think between that and just people emailing and DMing, we had way over 100 responses.
Okay. And then how did you rope Haley into this?
I just said, Haley, I said on the podcast you're on the episode, so you don't have much of a choice.
Okay. And Haley, were you excited about this idea, or did you feel like that Kiva called in a favor for you to be a part of this?
Ooh.
No, I'm really excited about this idea. For some reason on this network, anytime there's anything to do with love or a love show, I get the call, which is fine with me. I love being a part of things. I have a desperate need for validation from strangers on the internet. So anytime I can fulfill that, I am so in. I thought this was a really interesting idea from Akiva or whatever. It was a big project for you and it took a lot of work, but I think it could be a lot of fun. I know not everybody's going to love this, but you know what?
Let's be optimistic. It's so much fun. Everyone's going to love this.
Yeah.
And it's a cool experiment. And like, why not try and
nobody's ever done it before. Hook a few people up. Somebody said this could be one of the most ambitious podcasts ever. I will say,
it is very ambitious. If I had to do all the work, this would not happen.
Yeah. Rob, remember, if someone doesn't like this episode, the tweet to let us know is, wow, I think that's the greatest podcast in the history of the medium, podcast
okay.
episode.
Okay.
That's how you tell us you don't like it.
I want to go back to Haley because I want to know, Haley, so that do you feel like that you've been miscast as the expert in love on so many of these podcasts?
Maybe. I think other people, if like I actually told them what my dating history was, which is that I accidentally fell into one long-term relationship.
Yeah.
And that was the only first date I've ever gone on. And now I own a home with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not like a dating expert, but people like to come to me because I watch a lot of reality TV shows that have to do with love.
I would say that I see you more as sort of the straight shooter and the person who is going to really call it like you see it. And in a lot of these shows that there is like a lot of fog in terms of these people that are in sort of these lovey-dovey relationships. And I feel like that you are a truth teller here and are going to be able to see through some of the things that are unclear.
I appreciate that greatly.
Okay. All right. So, Akiva, how are we going to start this extravaganza? Should we talk about Saved by the Bell? I felt like a middling response, I thought.
Rob, you're such a hater.
I'm a hater of my own podcast?
You're a hater of your own podcast. I would say the OG Rob and Akiva people loved it because they love when we talk about TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, but maybe it wasn't for everyone. I don't care. We spend too much time worrying about what other people like. If we had fun, that's what matters. We don't need like Haley, after every episode of your podcast, do you guys spend the next podcast, 20 minutes wondering if people liked the last episode? I feel like we're in this crazy cycle.
No, we don't. But as Rob has pointed out in the past, we have like a very specific listener base who only listen because of us. Like we don't have a lot of those people like who are Big Brother fans coming in and said like, they get a lot of hate. Amy and I get very little negative feedback because the people who didn't like us tuned out years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. And look what they're missing out on.
Yeah, so much.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, Akiva, let's open up the Rehaptular.
All right, so the feedback started coming in fast and furious. Just to give you an example, so Millennial Mike, who was I think the first person who's one of the origins behind this date, even though we won't hear much from him for the rest of the episode, here are his fun facts. He's ambidextrous.
Oh.
He's not a serial killer, because I said no serial killers are allowed to apply. Like, you can kill people on your own time, but not, like, don't get me and Rob in trouble by committing a homicide during, this dating episode, because that would probably be the end of the episode.
Were one-time murderers admitted?
I would say no felons whatsoever. Okay. I should have specified no felons. It didn't come up, but I should have, just to be safe, said no maybe like two felonies or and like it depends. It's a case by case basis, you know.
And only time will tell if somebody's going to be a murderer.
Yeah.
Hmm. So he's not a serial killer. He's the descendant of one of sports' all-time biggest losers. That's Ralph Branca from The Shot Heard Around the World.
Mm-hmm.
And he's banned from an Applebee's near his house.
Why?
He didn't say, but he said his first date couldn't be an Applebee's. We could find out. Write in for next week, Mike.
I think that would be a major red flag, banned from an Applebee's. Because I think they let a lot of nonsense go on at an Applebee's before you get banned.
Like, people go when they have, like, the all-you-could-eat, and people are like, well, I'm just going to stay here for 14 hours. Mm. And they let that happen at Applebee's.
Well, that would be the best case scenario for why one of our listeners would be banned from an Applebee's.
Well, no, they don't ban for that. It has so like you're saying, they do anything, and if they don't do
that,
they
got a wide leash on the Applebee's.
Yes, yeah, but let us know next week.
Be a long leash.
Wide
net.
So I'm gonna play you a series of dates that our listeners went on. Our listeners went on a lot of dates all around the United States of America. I will
no
say,
no Canada.
No Canada. We have a lot of Canadian listeners, but we didn't have anyone. We had very few Canadians apply.
What gives, Haley?
It's too cold to go outside on dates right now.
I thought it was cuffing season.
It's true.
Maybe not.
And there were. You'd be shocked, Rob, at the eligibility of applicants. Like, we got some amazing people. But it was like they're the only person from that state or that city. Maybe we didn't cast like a net as wide as if this was, you know, like Rob tweeting it every day.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely found a solid subgroup of people. But there were a lot of people who I just couldn't find matches for. But you wouldn't even believe the lengths I went to find matches from people that ended up not working out. From some of our dates that didn't.
Okay, well, if this all works out, we'll put it back on the wheel in episode 31, and maybe we get another bite at the apple.
Oh no! If you do the dates next time, or if Haley agrees to do them. Okay, so let's start off our first couple, and basically we're gonna play the intros. We're gonna hear a little bit, maybe 30 seconds each, from our daters, and then you guys are gonna guess, you know, how their date went. We'll hear a little bit from them afterwards, and then we'll find out finally, you know, are they willing to go on another date or not?
Okay.
So you guys can make a prediction. In my mind, I think if anybody gets to date two, that's, for our purposes, that's getting into heaven.
Okay, so.
Because I think, like, if they get to date two after this ridiculous TV, you know, podcast date, then I think, you know, they're halfway home.
Okay.
So, our goal for today, listen, this is only happening in the last month. Our goal for today is just to get to date two. Right? Marriage will come eventually.
Okay.
But that's our goal. Okay? That's fair.
Can I ask you the question, how many couples did you ultimately set up on dates?
You'll ask me at the end of the podcast.
Okay.
That'll become clear. It's a good question.
I don't want to forget it. We'll
get to that.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. All right. So our first daters are Alex and Missy in New York City. We're going to call this date the second location.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. So you're ready for the clip?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Any other backstory on the clip, how these clips came together?
We'll get to that later.
All right. Here we go. Here is a clip about Alex and Missy.
I'm Missy. I'm 31 years old. I live in Hoboken, New Jersey, and I am a lawyer. I work in New York City for an investment bank. I'm being set up with Alex, who is 27 or 28, I think. I'm not exactly sure which. I know that he lives in Brooklyn and he works in the city, and that is actually it.
Hey, Robin Akiva. My name's Alex. I'm 28, and I live in New York. I've been a Rob Has a Podcast listener since the very, very beginning. If you want to get a sense of what my dating life was like in high school, I actually found the first episode of Rob Has a Podcast a couple of days after it was posted because I Googled Rob's name after listening to his commentary track that's on the Survivor All-Stars DVD. So I think that's like a pretty good indication of what was going on for me in high school. Anyways, I live in New York now. I just got out of a pretty long-term relationship. We were dating for 2 years, and that ended in September. And so I'm finally starting to poke around on the dating apps and start dating other people.
We are meeting on a Tuesday. Today's Tuesday, and we're meeting in Soho at a bar at 6 or 6:30. I guess it's a bar that's around the corner from his office, and it's a pretty straight shot for me to get down there from work. So we're going to meet and have a drink and have a first date and see how it goes. As far as dating is concerned, I'm pretty used to going on semi-blind dates, at least. Most of the dates I go on are based off of dating apps that I use and meet people and go on dates based off of that. So meeting somebody I've never met before for a drink or dinner or whatever is not a foreign concept to me from a dating perspective. This is probably a little bit blinder than I'm accustomed to, but not totally out of the realm of the usual. Anyway, I guess the podcast element is certainly a little bit strange. I'm a little bit nervous in the sense that I know people are going to hear about it, and if I'm terrible, I guess I'm going to find out, and it'll be a little bit weird if it goes terribly and I have to say that and I hurt somebody's feelings. But I'm imagining that this is all set up so that, you know, everyone doesn't walk away feeling like absolute shit.
Did not promise that.
I'm pretty optimistic. I'm sure it will go well, and I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. Very dramatic music.
Is that the Bachelor music, Haley?
It's probably something similar.
I think it's the Bachelor
music
theme
music. Yeah, it's really making me feel like, oh my gosh, I could believe in love. This might actually work.
True.
Like, that music is having that effect on me.
Yes.
So our great friend, Tim, went through all of the audio and spliced it together. Spliced it together, put music under it. So he, you know, huge kudos to Tim, who was really instrumental in helping us. No pun intended with instrumental music.
Yes. Okay, a couple other questions. Okay, so yes. Alex and Missy, they both like recorded like a diary before they went on the date and then sent it in. Okay,
different people did different things. Some people recorded their intro afterwards. They, I believe, recorded it beforehand. Alex and Missy, if you notice, Missy is older than Alex. Alex is 28. Missy's 31. They were not. Mm-hmm. They were not concerned about that. Unlike everyone else who's going on a date today, or that we sent on a date at all, Missy is not an RHAP listener.
Where'd she come from?
Okay, so she is the best friend of an RHAP personality. Do you want to guess who?
Best friend of an RHAP. Is it a podcast host or a?
Yeah. Other personalities who aren't. I guess there are
a lot of patrons that are are well known.
Yes.
So I'm just trying to think. New York City. Mm-hmm. Podcast host. Could she be a friend of Ali Lasher?
Yeah, that's a good call. She is Ali Lasher's one of her best. I don't want to say best friend because maybe someone else will get jealous. Someone else will be listening and be like, no, I'm Ali's best friend.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they're pretty
tight. Are you jealous?
Deeply, yeah.
Yeah.
Although I think I currently live closer to Ali as she's at school in Michigan than probably Missy does in New York. So got that above you, Missy.
Take that, Missy. All right, so
that confuses me with the geography. Michigan is all right. Canada's confusing.
Now, Haley, here's what I want to know: is it possible that this is actually the best idea ever? Because from what I understand on the dating scene, there's a lot of BS that goes on, a lot of ghosting, a lot of terrible behavior that's happening out there in the world of people going on these dates from these apps, and everybody's behaving at their worst. But does the idea of this audio diary for the Rehapsular, does this almost ensure that every participant will be on their best behavior and we actually have a better chance of a successful date than if this was some other unmonitored experiment?
Yeah, I think it could go that way, or I think it could go down in flames a little faster because there's more pressure on this date.
Yeah.
You know, you might not really get a great sense of who the other person is or what they're interested in besides, you know, Rob has a podcast.
Like, could be hamming it up.
Yeah, or like people could use the podcast as a crutch to further along small talk rather than, you know, diving deep about some certain things. And I guess in this date, since Missy is not a Rob has a podcast listener, that could be different. And I feel like maybe that might be a little bit of a hurdle for Alex, not because he can't date people who don't listen to the podcast, but because you would kind of go in expecting that you at least have that one thing in common. I think what Akiva may have had an issue with, and not even saying like issue, but it's not like a hardcore matchmaker experience this. It's like, oh, you guys live in the same area and you're, you know, around the same age that you guys are looking for. So I feel like there could be
To find more mutual interest than that, but what you're saying is fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you're not going to be like, oh my, you're not eHarmony. You're not going to find like 100% match capability.
No, but it was more like he's the best out of the 10 possibilities in your area and your age range. Yeah.
Yes.
And like, and that's fine. And you might meet somebody you would have never run into or never would have thought about dating. And like, that's what's really cool and interesting about this experiment.
I mean, but Haley, is it so crazy to think that you have Alex who has been listening to the podcast for a long time, and then you bring in Missy, who's somebody who has never listened to the podcast, and maybe at the end of this thing, Missy just might start listening to the podcast?
Is that what we're going for here?
Are you trying to just match people up with your podcast? Like, you want new listeners, and that's all you're in
this
for?
We just want more listeners.
That would be
we
such just great marketing of, like, 10 people walking
you should
around.
Rob, you should go on Tinder and be like, listen, I can't go on a date. I'm married, but, you know, here's
how
a link.
How mad would Nicole be if you if she found Tinder on your phone and you tried to explain us, no, babe, don't worry. I'm just trying to get new podcast listeners.
Well, Akiva, was this an issue for you with your lovely wife, Mara?
You mean what? The fact that she doesn't share any of my interests whatsoever in any field?
No, not that. How did she feel about you were, like, all of these single women were sending in their information for you to potentially match them up with guys?
Let me explain how little she cares about what happens in this back office. She hopes that one of them takes me away.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so, yeah, so Allie was really the recruiter of Missy for this date. I will say I told everyone to record audio from the date. I'll say Alex and Missy chickened out. Okay. So let's play the next audio and see what happens.
Okay.
But wait, Rob, quickly, do you think that, from what you've heard so far, do you think that we have a shot at a second date?
I'll say I'm not super bullish on this because I think that part of the appeal here was that, you know, two people, that they're part of this experiment. They both like they have a common interest. I think that that was sort of
everyone else you'll hear has a common interest.
Missy is just like, sure, I guess I'll go on a date with this guy. I don't know. He sounds like he's 27 or 28. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Fine. Yeah. I'll just go on a date.
Well, because I think his birthday happened like between recording and whatever. But okay.
Right. So I'm not I don't think that Missy has a lot of skin in the game here.
Okay.
Akiva set me up with Missy, and we went on a date about a week or so ago. Overall, the date was good. We went to a bar.
This doesn't sound promising so far. Haley, he's not gushing.
No, you're right. He's not. And he said a week ago, so it's not even, you know. I guess we could see if they met up between the date.
Maybe they spent a wild week together, but yeah.
Maybe. Okay. We'll see.
Maybe. He doesn't sound like a guy who's just spent a week with somebody, but let's
sit on a binge.
Got a quick bite to eat afterwards. I never felt a super strong spark or connection or felt like we had a ton of things in common. So I think we probably won't see each other again. An interesting thing was that Missy actually doesn't listen to Rob Has a Podcast or Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast. She's a friend of Allie Lasher's, so that's how she's involved in this world. so it was interesting trying to explain all of this nonsense that happens on this podcast.
Probably a turn off.
But she was like willing to go on this date with this podcast thing, so I don't know.
But by the way, these are sounding like after a survivor gets voted off. Like,
it is true. It's the exit interview.
You know, I didn't never saw this coming. I thought this would be fun, but it's really, you know, it turns out it was a lot harder.
Let me play again. I'll do much better.
We met at a bar in Soho downtown that is near his office and a pretty straight shot for me to get down there from work. So we met there. He was on time. It was definitely an easy date to plan. Like, you know,
it was convenient.
Where do you work? Where do you work?
Yeah.
I said, you know, it's really easy for me to come to you. He
a lot of logistics
made a suggestion
for
the bar right off the bat, which is great because I hate
choosing. I appreciate
choosing.
Some logistics.
So it was easy to set up the date. It was easy to get there.
No, but she already told us this.
You know, there was no, like, real issue. I certainly have no complaints about, like, where we ended up or how we got there. You know, he showed up and he found me in the bar and I was kind of sitting, like, in the back. So he suggested we get a drink up at the bar and we went up there and he ordered, you know, his drink and then he, like, gave me the opportunity to order my drink, which was super nice. And he, like, put his card down and, like, left the tab open. So I thought, you know, initial, like, take on it was great. Okay. This guy's, you know, super nice, very polite, obviously, like, put his card down, opened a tab, is going to buy my drink. Like, that's really nice. And, like, I appreciated that. And, you know, he left the tab open. So I feel like very bare-bone first impression was at least positive enough to envision.
Haley, is that's a good move that on a date that you leave the tab open? That sort of implies that that you think it's going to go well?
Yeah, of course. Okay. But I think the even bigger positive is showing up on time.
Okay.
Love that.
Yeah, okay. That's good. That's good advice. Really, this is advice. This is why we have Haley here, because she's telling us what she's going to say, what I did right or wrong afterwards, and she'll let us know what the daters did right or wrong.
Okay.
In the possibility of more than one drink or something like that. So, like, all in all, like, first impression, like, nothing out of the ordinary, like, certainly nothing, like, bad or strange. The conversation was fine. It was, like, pretty good, I guess. It was probably fair to say. Like, it's pretty obvious, like, going through the motions, we don't have a ton in common just based on, like, first date stuff. You know, we talk about where you work, what you do, where you're from, where you went to school. You know, do you have siblings? What do they do? A lot of first date stuff, stuff I always talk about on first dates, I guess. You know, people just ask questions and you try to keep the conversation going. I probably fired, like, 10,000 questions at him just, you know, in an effort to keep the conversation flowing, like, you know, keep it not awkward, avoid awkward pauses, and just kind of get information that, you know, we could keep talking about and, you know, something to go off of and make some kind of connection. We never really were able to kind of, like, branch out from these, like, very basic small talk kind of things into a topic that, like, shared or had in common. It was just, like, it was a nice conversation and it was fine. But it didn't really seem like, based off of what we were talking about, we were going to get to something where it's like, oh God, we both really love this, or we both do this, or we both, like, are interested in this particular thing. You know, kind of, like, never got, like, past that. But it was fine. I guess when I started to get a little bit confused or think that was going kind of strangely was, you know, we had gotten around our drinks and we sat down and we drank them and it kind of didn't, like, evolve from there. Like, the drinks were gone, then they came and took the glasses, and then we were just kind of sitting there and we were still chatting, but we weren't in the kind of venue where there was an opportunity to, like, flag down a waiter and maybe grab a bite or grab another drink, and he didn't offer another drink, and I certainly wasn't going to make a suggestion and keep somebody, you know, in a date or a situation that they weren't enjoying and desperately wanted to get out of. So I was really hesitant to suggest anything or say anything because I didn't have a read on, like, where he was at. And I didn't want to misread it and do something stupid, so I just kind of didn't say anything and just kind of kept idly chatting and was just waiting for him to kind of make that, like, graceful, I'm going to grab my card and we're going to go, like, date's over sort of thing. And, like I said, enough time went by where I didn't know if then, like, I should do it, and maybe he was just too polite or didn't know what to say. Maybe I don't have any idea or insight about his dating history.
Somehow there's still 3 minutes left on this story, Akiva. Have you listened to this? Does it take a turn?
Yeah.
Okay.
A little bit. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I feel like we're good.
Just keep on going
in circles.
We got this.
Okay.
Feel like maybe he's not, like, used to kind of making an exit without looking like a dick or feeling like he looked like a dick or something. So then eventually he suggested that we get food, and that was only kind of confusing because I didn't have a read on it, and it frankly surprised me that he was suggesting we keep it going and go somewhere else, because he just wasn't getting any vibe whatsoever that he was, that was coming, I guess. So, but I was down. I was down to get another drink. I was down to go somewhere and get food. I was down to just kind of go with the flow. And, you know, I don't mean to put all of the responsibility on him to have had, you know, this planned or to like make all of these suggestions and lead the charge and me just kind of passively go along with it. I guess it's just what I'm accustomed to on a date. And I guess what I'm comfortable doing, like I said, I didn't have a good read on it and I didn't want to suggest something in like a date setting and then make him kind of go through the motions of it. So I was kind of taking a back seat and he was kind of taking a back seat. And then he suggested we get food and I was surprised, but it was like totally down to do it. So we went up to the front of the bar and he was closing out the tab from the drinks. And like, again, I like wasn't really sure what he was thinking because I wasn't, you know, he didn't have a suggestion of where to eat right away. And it seemed like I wasn't really sure why he said it. It didn't seem like it's something he planned. I was just a little confused. So I did make a comment. Oh, it's 8 o'clock. And I realized it was like getting late just in case he like needed help with it out.
What a pearl.
I don't know. I wasn't even really sure what I was doing, to be honest. And he was like, yeah, yeah. So we're going to go around the corner. We'll grab food. So, you know, we walked out and it was just kind of like walking. And he suggested, you know, like something really casual over the counter, you know, just kind of like go through the line, order, sit and eat, which I wasn't sure what to make of only because there was like, you know, no opportunity to, I mean, you're obviously not extending the date very long at that kind of place. So, you know, it wasn't like we were also going to have a drink or make like a night of it. So I wasn't really sure what to make of the suggestion that we do it at all. I really have no idea. It was a little confusing and it like really disabled my ability to have any read on the situation whatsoever. And
he's mysterious.
I don't know if he suggested it to be polite. I don't know if he suggested it because he didn't know what else to say. And I have no idea. Or he was having a great time and he was like, now we should get food. And then like, I have no clue. But the whole time he was super nice. He was super polite. It was, again, still easy to talk to him. I had taken a trip last year. I told him about that while we were sitting and eating. And yeah, then the date just kind of ended. We like walked out. We were going kind of in the same direction. We just kind of parted ways on the street, I guess a little awkwardly. But I don't know. Those things are always awkward. I had no read on what had transpired. So I wasn't about to do anything to make it more awkward. And yeah, we just kind of, you know, split up and I had to go one block in one direction and he had to go one block in the other direction. And that was kind of it.
A lot of directions.
Yeah,
from,
we really got in the weeds there with the tab and the time. And
no, I love Missy, by the way. I feel like, do you think Allie would be mad if I was like, hey, who, anyone wants to date Missy, they could ask Allie.
I don't think she'd be mad.
All right. And then number three.
Okay. There's more?
Just play. It's like a second. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think this one will work out for you guys, but I hope some of your other dates went better than this one.
So, I don't know. Like I said, I would not be surprised if the review was very positive and maybe we just have very different styles of dating or what we're accustomed to is really very different, or he's just a really nice guy and that was the worst date he's ever been on, and in which case, I don't know. I guess it didn't have to go on for so long if that was the case. I just, my take, I guess I found the date so kind of confusing and difficult to read that it left a little bit of a weird taste in my mouth to the extent that I wouldn't say like, wow, I'd be like dying to do that again. Just because I think logistically it was a little bit confusing and I wasn't really sure what to make of it. So it was hard to say that it was good. That's how it went. And I guess, I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens. I haven't really been looking at my phone that much, so I don't think I've heard from him, but I'm not necessarily sure. Yeah, no, I haven't heard from him. Okay, so I don't know. Probably went poorly.
Bummer. Missy's really big on logistics.
That's it? That's all we've heard from Alex? Did he give any reason? Did he give any, like...
Okay, so I went back. Very good question, Haley. I went back because I am friendly with Alex. And I said, hey, Alex, like, why did you make her go to a second location if it didn't seem like you were having an amazing time on this date? And do you want to know what his answer was? Why did he take her to the restaurant after the bar?
Because he was hungry?
Yeah, didn't know what else to
do. Haley understands, man, because he was hungry. She's like sitting there for 2 hours wondering why.
What did it mean? Why did he do this?
He said he hadn't eaten he hadn't eaten since lunch and he was really hungry.
It was convenient to be here.
I think in general, probably don't overanalyze like dudes' motivations on dates.
Yeah,
I totally get where she's coming from because if you know here's my suggestion for Alex: if you do want to continue the date, since it's your credit card, and this is like if you're the woman in the situation and you put your credit card down first, and you want to continue the date, order another round of drinks, or even if you're not super enjoying the date, still order one, and then you can go after the second drink.
Okay.
But because, like, if I was on a date with a guy and he put down his credit card first, I wouldn't want to order a second drink on his credit card if he wasn't ordering one too.
Right.
Yeah,
that's a good idea. I'm not a drinker, so this stuff is foreign to me. I don't really like drinking.
Right. Well, to me, I kind of feel like throw this whole experiment out the window with these two, because the whole idea was that we were bringing people together that had something in common other than they both somehow they were just like they both lived in New York City, that they just got sort of matched up randomly.
But we didn't go through their whole profiles because I wanted to keep you here not till next Tuesday, but they had a lot more in common.
Poor
than that.
Alex was
they have,
probably
like, good careers. Yeah. They, you know, they're driven. They're,
yeah, she was looking like she was looking for something. Like I feel like Allie, who knows her very well, was
Akiva couldn't contain his disappointment when he found out that she doesn't even listen to.
You know, I even told her because I said, "Listen, it's going to be weird, but you have to record audio." And he didn't do that, and she was expecting him because then I went back to Allie Lasher and I said, "Allie, just because it's going to be weird, like I need audio from these dates, just you know." Like, don't be weirded out. Because she doesn't understand anything, I think, about the podcast world. Like, she was like, I think
she knows
Alex said, like,
about, you have to keep a conversation moving.
Alex said to Missy, like, oh, I love Allie. And I think Missy was confused, like, what does that mean? How do you even know her? And Allie's like, you don't understand. Like, I'm a big deal.
Yeah, okay. All right. This one was, you know.
A flopperoonie. You know, okay.
Doomed to failure from the start. Okay.
All right. Well, we're going to call date two, Love in the Age of the Washington Shutdown. And
okay.
This is Deirdre and Michael. And let's hear from them. Really going heavy on that music, Tim.
Yep.
Hey, Rob and Akiva. My name is Michael, longtime listener, first time voicemail.
Very
leaver.
Deep voice.
I live in the Washington, D.C. area. I'm 26 years old. I do some boring white collar job for the government that's not really worth talking about. And that's pretty much all.
It's in the
me.
CIA.
Yeah.
I'm signing up for your blind date podcast thing because I'm too hopeless and introverted to get a date on my own. So instead, I'm relying on two older married guys to do it for me. Also,
and one unmarried woman, thank you.
And hopefully, your first date will be less awkward now because we could just rip apart your podcast when we run out of things to talk about.
Rip apart the podcast? Yeah, you think people were going to get together and complain about the podcast? I didn't know that was going to happen.
Yeah, it might happen on this one.
And I've run out of things to talk about on this voicemail, so...
Hi, I'm Deidre. I'm 28 years old. I'm originally from Baltimore, but I've been living in D.C. for 4 years, and I am a government contractor in international education, which has been really fun during the current government shutdown. I am really excited about this because I've been single for a really long time. Internet dating sucks, so let's see where this goes.
Okay.
Isn't this still considered internet dating, though?
I don't know.
I mean, yeah, everything is in theory through the internet. Like if you set up, you know, like Match.com is internet dating and Tinder's internet. Like, I don't know. What's not on the internet? How do you meet people without the internet?
You like run into them at the bar, the library,
I guess.
Or sit beside them on the subway.
The library.
Yeah.
All right. So now we have two people who actually listen to the podcast. Deidre is a big fan.
Yes.
So let's hear what happens. With these two crazy kids in Washington.
What do you think, Haley?
I'm so nervous. I don't know. I hope it goes well. I really hope this one goes well because it seems like both of them are, you know, at the end of their rope with app dating, and so like this is kind of like, you know what? Why the hell not? So hopefully, I'm excited. I'm really nervous. I'm excited and nervous.
Akiva, what podcast had we just released when they went on the date?
I don't know.
Do we know?
These dates really all happened over a month. I'm going to guess...
I hope it was right after Conspirapod. I feel like that would have been...
It might have been right before that or right after that. It was in that time range.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
We grabbed a drink at a trendy Indian bar during the 32nd day of the government shutdown. We're both government contractors, so affected to some extent, but not as much as some other people who aren't working and aren't getting paid. Either way, the whole city of D.C. is kind of in a weird place lately, and it's hard not to talk politics, which is usually a no-no for me in regular life, but also on dates, but sometimes you just can't help yourself. I went into this whole thing truly blind, figure you don't really have many opportunities anymore for a really blind date. Garden variety internet dating has not been so kind to me, so I figured why not do whatever the opposite of that would be. I know Kiva was also really like, dude, I don't know who you are, when Michael answered the survey, so I guess mm-hmm. Kiva was a little blind too.
Try not to get our female listeners murdered.
So you told Michael, dude, I don't know who you are.
I don't think I said the word dude, but I was like, hey, are you friends with anybody who listens to the podcast who could sort of vouch that you're not? Like, for Alex, I know him. He's hung out with like Josh Wigler and Mike Bloom. And like, I was extremely confident that, you know, while the date with Missy, you know, ended up not crushing it, I knew like Missy would go home in one piece. But what if, like, the ultimate, you know, like, assassin is out there, is, like, perfect? Like, what's the, you know, I just pretend to be normal. I went through every single, I mean, we haven't even gotten to the 1% of how much I had to put into this. Like, I went through every single dater's, because just to make these dates, I made them share all their social media with me if they were going to go on a date. So I went through everyone's Instagram, everyone's Twitter, Facebook, you know, to try and find matches. Because sometimes I would see something like, oh, that doesn't work. And you know, so I got a pretty good sense of who these people were, but with Mike, he had less of an internet. He had less of a social media presence. So I was just like, you got to promise me not to murder Deidre.
Yeah,
you know?
And you feel like maybe the ultimate assassin might have an interest in hearing us talk about things like Judge Judy and the TV show Dinosaurs.
Listen, they always say like Ted Bundy was just another guy at work. You know, it was my cube mate Ted, and look what he did. So. Never know. Okay. They might be perfect strangers fans.
Is this sponsored by the Ted Bundy tapes?
I haven't watched them yet, but I hear they're okay.
Okay.
I'm not going to. I think I'm just going to take a pass on that.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds like that this is trending in the negative direction with Deidre.
Oh, what? Come on. You know. Don't be a hater.
Be more positive.
I don't know. This is sounding like that this is she mentioned that she doesn't normally talk politics, but she did this time, and we don't know who this guy is.
No, I don't think I think she said that with a positive inflection.
Okay.
I thought so, too. Okay. That's how I read it as well.
All right, let's keep going.
I didn't judge that he wasn't a patron or involved in the RHAP community at all, but I might have sold him on actually becoming a patron after everything.
Oh,
sweet. He did maybe think, though, that it was a bit of a conspiracy theory that I was asked to talk up being a patron.
Yeah, no, I think which one she had just heard.
So the date with Deidre went fine. We just got drinks for a few hours and talked. It was not a complete train wreck like I was expecting. She was very nice and easy to talk to. She did spend a good amount of time trying to sell me on becoming a patron, so now I'm kind of wondering if this was all some scam that you guys cooked up to set us up with your droves of salespeople.
We're not that smart, we wish.
But I guess we'll save that for Conspirapod number two.
Ooh. Yeah. See, they got a lot in common.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, well, look.
Is there anything more from them, or is that it?
That was it for that clip, but we should send Deidre out on way more dates.
Yeah, there's one more from them, I think.
Yes, there's another clip.
It's short.
Yeah, it was a good time. Not sure if we had romantic chemistry exactly, but it was fun meeting someone new, and I hope we'll see each other again sometime. Hopefully the other people you set up had more exciting nights, or they were more successful, and then you could just yada yada through our segment.
He was really nice, but I just didn't really feel a spark. I felt like he was very anxious, and like I had to drive the conversation for the most part. Not sure if it was a romantic match, but I'm always glad to make a new friend who watches Survivor and is a fan of the podcast. I would hang out again, but probably only to watch the show. All in all, not a bad evening, and hopefully it helps for an entertaining podcast. I hope Rob and Akiva can still get into heaven, even if I'm not the one helping you get there.
All right. 0 for 2, baby.
Haley, what do you think about a trendy Indian bar for the...
I didn't even know what that is.
Yeah.
Sign me up, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that they serve Indian food and drinks, or is it like Indian cocktails too? I am not familiar with Indian cuisine.
Yeah, I don't know. There are very few kosher Indian restaurants, so I don't know either.
Yeah. Okay. All right. But that Deidre is a keeper.
I love Deidre. Nobody who went on a date that we've mentioned so far is anything but a gentleman or a great gal.
Okay.
But I want to start like a girl hangout with Missy and Deidre. Like if you can get into the heaven
we're done with Missy. We're done with Missy, Haley.
Oh, you're mad at Missy. Oh, Allie Lasher, who's supposed to come on this podcast like six times based on how much she's on the wheel.
I'm gonna questioning Allie Lasher that she's friends with somebody like Missy.
Oh my God, what Missy's great. That's terrible. She did not know what
so
she was getting
great
into.
About Missy.
I can't believe. I thought Missy would be the breakout star of this episode. At least so far. I cannot believe
I'm
this.
Missy's now, Rob.
Allie Lasher is gonna. I hope she doesn't know where you live. Oh my God. Missy can't even listen to this now.
But she. Oh, she's gonna start now.
Well, people are narcissists. Might. They like. They want to listen to the one they're on.
Maybe she wants to hear what Alex has to say. But no, oh, Haley. Boy. So what are you gonna talk about in your girl hangout with Missy and Deidre?
Yeah.
How they rock and that this wasn't their fault.
We're going to have a women tell all.
Yeah. Ooh, that's not a bad
idea. What a great idea. I love that idea.
Okay.
Yeah. No, that's what we should have done is have Haley call up and interrogate the women of really happened.
Rob, you don't know what's happening. We might still have that happening in this episode.
So tell me about the next couple.
We don't. How about this?
I'm joking about Missy. I'm sure she's fine.
She's great. Fine, the best we could do.
I'm sure she's fine. Oh, what a ringing endorsement from Rob.
I'm sure she's fine.
Missy, we have your back.
What does Muffin think, though?
Who's Muffin?
So at this point, I still have about 8 to 10 more dates set up. And then this starts happening.
So literally after I signed up for this podcast, me and Alex each sent an email to get to know each other, but stopped after the holidays showed up. Around that time, I met another girl that I am very interested in, and even though we are not exclusive yet, it wouldn't feel right to go on a date if my heart isn't in it. I already let Alex know, and I hope this doesn't mess up the podcast too badly. Hopefully you can find someone else for her, or me and her still go on a friend date or something. Still would like to be involved in something in the future for ANAP.
This guy's girlfriend better be worried.
It was a friend date!
Hey, tell Rob, go downstairs, tell Nicole you're going a friend date with someone you met on the internet tonight. Jeez. By the way, the cancellation I had listeners read reenactments of.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't want to give any support to our cancelers. But let's just say the person who Mr. Friend Date works for you. So who knows?
Wait, hold on. Let's back up. So this audio that we just played was a reenactment of an email to you guys?
I had listeners
reenact.
That was
not sufficiently set up, Akiva.
Well, I didn't. It was a surprise. Surprise. All right, we got another one.
So this is another person that canceled. You had somebody.
Correct.
Wait, hold on. So the person that canceled the date. I'm so confused.
Yeah.
The person that canceled the date, you're saying works for me?
Yes.
Okay, not the person who did the reenactment. The person who canceled on the date works for
correct.
Me.
Correct. Okay. Correct. Correct. Okay. You can figure out who it is. I'll tell you afterwards. All right.
Okay. All right. And then so it's the same person reenacting another cancellation?
No. It's a different gender.
Haley, are you still with us on all this?
Oh, yeah.
It's not so confusing. These are cancellations.
No, it makes
sense. I just didn't. I figured the people who are flaking on me will also flake if I email them back and like, hey, can you read me 30 seconds of audio? So it was a good idea. So I tweeted, hey, I need some people to do this. And we have a lot of listeners.
Voice
who are
actors. Okay. All right.
So it's also a plot twist that Akiva actually got ghosted a lot in this experience.
A lot. I didn't mention that. I got ghosted like dozens by dozens of people after putting in lots of work into some of these relationships. That's a good point, Haley.
Okay.
I've never been ghosted before because, I met my wife when we were teenagers. It didn't exist. My wife wishes she could have ghosted me. She didn't know about that option.
Okay.
But, all right, let's play a little more of
the cancellations.
There's
still time for her.
Okay.
Again, if Mira wants to join the girl group with Missy and Deidre
Women
and myself,
tell all. Yeah.
Sign
I mean,
up.
We have four kids together. That would be the ultimate ghosting.
Yeah, and she knows she wouldn't leave them with you because you can't
take care of them
by yourself.
Oh, come on. Now I'm being roasted.
Okay.
Oh.
I feel like that you're set up here for Alex, the man, to date Alex, the woman.
Yeah, they live on one's New York, one's L.A. Trust me, I thought of everything.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Sorry this is coming up so long after the fact, but unfortunately, I feel like I have to pull out of the rehapsular right now. In the fall, I was talking to a guy, and it didn't really end up going anywhere, which was part of the reason I decided to send a questionnaire. Around New Year's, he reached out again. I thought about it all this week, and since there's a fair amount of history there, I decided to focus on that and see where it goes. Mike seemed really serious about meeting someone out of this, and I feel like it wouldn't be fair to him to go on a date and talk about it for the podcast when I'm talking to someone else on the side. I realize I'm kind of screwing him over here, so please consider trying to set him up with somebody else.
Recognize that audio? You recognize that person?
Who was the voice?
Yeah.
Was it Amanda Rabinowitz?
No. Oh, that's not a terrible call, but yeah. No.
Who was it?
Not Amanda. It was Dr. Jennifer Chester.
Oh, I would never be in a million years.
Are you serious?
Guess the voice.
Yeah, that was Dr. Jen. That was Dr. Jen.
Also, Jen's in my group too. She seems
okay,
great.
Yeah. She'd be good.
Oh boy. She's in my enemy group.
Okay.
But thank you for that.
It does seem as though that people almost feel like that being on the Rehapsular is almost that they've hit rock bottom in terms of dating. So it's like almost any other lead that they have, it almost feels like by comparison.
I'll tell you what happened. Not true. A lot of people wanted to do this, Rob. We turned down way more people than turned us down. However, what happened was we set up these dates just by when we put it on the wheel on like December 12th or 15th. And then like five different people got together got back and, you know, like rekindled with, you know, went back home or something and got back together with an ex. Now, is it possible everybody's lying to me? Sure. I'm sure at least one or two people are lying to me.
It was cuffing season.
But it's cuffing season. And a lot of people met old girlfriends or exes or new people because there was also 3 weeks between like the initial setup and nobody really wanted to go out like December 22nd. And then you really have to wait till like January 3rd. To wait for the holidays to be over. So in that time, we have a lot of eligible bachelorettes and bachelors, and they met other people. So really, that's what messed us over. A lot of Christmas, you know, week things messing up our dates.
But Haley, the one thing that I still don't get with all of this is that, you know, you have these people and they're going to go on dates and you would think that Missy would listen to one episode of the podcast before she's
Why
going
would she
to
listen?
Date.
What episode would she listen Wouldn't to you? That would prepare her to meet Alex?
Wouldn't you want to check out the podcast that you were going to go be
on? Her best friend is on it every week and she doesn't listen.
There's something wrong with her. There's something.
I don't know if she could. I don't know if you could describe it to anyone in a way like what this podcast is and how weird. Right. I'm sorry. How weird this community
so
is.
So bizarre.
If you explained it, she'd be like, oh, he's a virgin. Okay.
Yeah. Like, when I met Ethan and we started dating, I was most nervous to tell him that I had a podcast about The Bachelor and a lot of my friends were on the internet.
I would have been most nervous to tell him how you say the word about, but that's fine.
He's Canadian too.
How
Akiba.
Dare you?
Oh, I forgot.
So I could understand like how like Missy doesn't grasp how big this is and how ingrained in people's lives it is and like how we all like hang out with each other and like because a lot of other podcasts like they're very like singular, you know, you listen to it and that's
side of the world we do Akiva.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, you're the guy who hosted a cereal tournament in your friend's house.
Yeah, that's true. Like Mike Mitchell, like the Doughboys are not hanging out with their fans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Do we have any happy stories today?
We just may. All right. So at this point, we had about 10 cancellations. I was basically running out of people. This is a date from two people in San Francisco, and we're going to call this date a gluten-free bakery on a rainy day.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Hi, Rob and Akiva. It's Will. I'm 35. I live in downtown San Francisco. I work in finance. When I'm free, I like to hike. I cook a lot. I travel around a bit. I like ambitious, smart guys. Tall doesn't hurt. I'm tall myself. Maybe a little bit nerdy. That's good, too. So I'm ready for whoever you want to set me up with, unless it's a woman. I look forward to whoever you got.
Fair and reasonable.
Hey, this is Jeremy. I'm 32 years old from Berkeley, California, and I'm currently a graduate student getting my master's degree in public health with a focus in occupational health and safety. And in my free time, I like to go bowling. My high score is 235. I like to play board games with friends. I like to travel when I have the time and the money to make that happen. And, of course, I like to watch TV, especially reality TV. And I like to listen to podcasts, especially Rob Has a Podcast. Been a ride or die since 2010. I'm hoping that I can help Rob and Akiva get into heaven by hopefully having a successful date. So we'll see who Akiva set me up with.
Okay. All right. Now, Akiva, I feel I'm optimistic here. Akiva, did we lose you?
Hello.
Yeah, what? Sorry.
I thought I had like 60 seconds. I ran to pee during that audio.
Oh, okay. All right.
I've heard this all before.
We're keeping this up. Okay. All right. Akiva.
Yes.
I'm optimistic. I'm optimistic here that Will and Jeremy, this could be it.
Yes. Yes. Now, they both listen to the show, right? So nobody's coming in blind.
Mm-hmm.
They're similar ages.
Getting forced to sign up for Patreon.
Right.
I'm not sure. I forget if both one or neither. I think maybe one's a Patreon. I don't remember.
Okay.
It just felt like kismet. It felt fortuitous. Like they both applied almost the exact same second.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like I had a ton of gay guys in San Francisco. Like they were.
Specifically ask for another gay man in San Francisco? Did I feel like that came up on a podcast?
I think I did. I don't remember. I mean, okay. I asked for a lot of things. So maybe we had a third guy that I'm blanking on also. Because they applied next to each other, I think. They applied like literally within minutes of each other, if I'm not mistaken.
Was this the only same-sex couple that you set up, or did we have multiple?
To start with, multiple, but that actually went on dates just them.
Okay. All right.
Listen, there was a lot of almost, trust me.
Okay. Haley, how do you feel?
I feel really good about this because unlike Missy and Alex, it does seem like they're going to have quite a bit in common. They like fringe sports. Sorry, bowling and hiking are both fringe sports. Do not at
Maybe
me.
Canada.
They're both driven. You know, I wouldn't go for a master's if I wasn't driven. Also, I'm not going for a master's. And I think, their ages are pretty similar. So I'm hoping that this is going to work out.
Yeah. Ah, boy, this is exciting.
Also, one more thing. I told everybody, please record audio on the dates. The straights did not come through.
Yes.
But my friends Will and Jeremy here did come through. So let's hear from their date before we even get the verdict.
Okay. All right. Let's hear what's going on.
Okay. And we're on a date for Robin and Akiva Need a Podcast.
Yes.
And why don't you tell them where we are?
So right now we are in the lovely Mariposa Gluten-Free Bakery in Temescal, Oakland.
Now, is this Will or Jeremy? This is like one of these amazing race interviews that I do sometimes.
I believe it's... now you confused me. It is Will recording the audio.
Okay.
Will is recording the audio, but I think they'll introduce each other.
Okay.
I haven't listened to this in a while.
It's one of the best gluten-free bakeries I've ever been in. Probably the only. But yeah, just having some cinnamon rolls and cookies and enjoying.
How is the cinnamon roll?
It's good. It's not quite your normal cinnamon roll, but it's tasty.
Doesn't sound that great, the cinnamon roll.
It's gluten-free. Like, I mean, what do you want?
Yeah, it's gluten-free. This
is sounding like the Alex and Missy date of cinnamon rolls.
Oh my god!
Anytime I eat something really exciting, I think Haley could attest. I will send Haley like a picture or a menu or something, right?
And I'm happy about that. It's like one of my favorite things.
Yes, but if I was having a gluten-free cinnamon roll, it would not make a DM to Haley. It would not make the cut.
I'd question why you were doing that to yourself.
unless I was trolling you. Like, I bet
you already
don't want,
have
you know,
like enough food restrictions that I feel like, what's the point in going gluten-free?
It's true. It's true. Other than probably health reasons or if I had to, but it's fair.
Okay.
I would eat it again, as well as a cookie. The cookies, I think it's a chewy, lovely cookie.
I wish it were like 10% more glutinous.
Yes, gluten is delicious. It's true, but I don't want to overstep myself in these walls.
Okay, so let's see. So you live in Oakland?
I live in Berkeley.
You live in Berkeley.
Berkeley is the next door neighbor to Oakland.
Jeremy's saying he lives in Berkeley. Yeah.
And yeah. I live in San Francisco.
Yes.
Which
so
is not the next door.
For people, who aren't familiar with the Bay Area.
You know, what's weird here with the recording of the date, it's almost like that we've sent people out into noisy locations to record a podcast.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not complaining. These guys actually did what I asked.
No,
I'm like,
and I also feel like if you're willing to record it, you're just like, oh, this is going well, because like you wouldn't want to record something that was not going well.
Why do you think Alex chickened out, and why do you think Deidre and Mike probably chickened out also?
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because I do feel like that the podcast does sort of help to facilitate the conversation where, you
100%.
Know, that patrons know that I do a podcast with my wife every week, and that's like the one hour a week I get my wife to talk to me because the mic is on, and she...
Are you saying this on a date?
With who?
Okay, I don't know.
I mean, I think
like,
if I brought out the recorder and if I went to dinner with my wife, then
you do that right,
and put the recorder on the table and say, "Okay, honey, this is a podcast now." She'd put her phone down and be forced to talk to me. I think that would probably only help things.
Fair.
Yeah, but I think that it's not necessarily a natural conversation though with the recording device. So I think it's a little bit of it does you know the effect of being monitored. I think does affect the experiment.
Sure, but this is a 5-minute conversation on what could have been a hour, 10-hour, 5-day date. We don't know.
Possibly.
There is a bay between us, so there is a bridge that must be traversed in order to see each other.
Yeah. If you've ever seen The Shawshank Redemption, where at the end he goes through the tunnel, taking the BART over to Oakland is a little bit like that.
Uh-oh.
It's a trip. Yeah. It's quite an experience. But yeah, it's worth it, I think.
Oh.
I don't usually go to the East Bay.
It's fine. I mean, so we were going to talk about the podcast, like, so...
Oh, yeah, okay, so, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I've been a loyal Rob Has a Podcast follower for a while, since between Heroes vs. Villains and Nicaragua.
Wow.
So I've been with you guys for a while. And, yeah, I was a big Seinfeld fan, so got on the train with Akiva and Rob, and you guys are killing it with
love
all the Rob Has a Podcast, Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast.
Correct.
Stuff. Yeah.
And I am a slightly more disloyal fan, but, you know, I listen here and there, but I've been listening since 2012 and Survivor Philippines.
And by the way, I'm a total dork, and I'm wearing an RHAP shirt right now.
Oh, boy.
Are you really?
I am.
Oh, that's a Bell shirt.
Busting out Superman style.
He was concealing it under a better shirt.
Yeah. A more conventional shirt that I could use to hide my shame in case this didn't go well.
Oh boy.
But I think we're doing okay.
Doesn't sound like a deal breaker though, right?
You think it might have been
Haley, was that a deal breaker?
No, it wasn't a deal breaker. It was not a deal breaker. He's teasing him at best.
So.
Okay.
No.
All right. But that was, you know, maybe the right move to wear it underneath another shirt.
They both heard 2 hours into our ridiculous podcast to sign up for this.
Yeah.
Like it's nobody's cool here.
Yeah. Yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah, we're doing fine. I'm not wearing any podcast paraphernalia.
Yeah.
And now I feel like I should have, but I don't know.
Not like the only time when this would be appropriate. So I made it happen.
That's pretty accurate, I think. We figured at the very least thing we could do for you would be some basic market research. I asked Jeremy, what is your favorite RAANAP episode?
It's a good conversation. I like this.
Yeah, so far I'm intrigued.
Okay.
We even get we don't just get razzed by ourselves on the podcast. We have listeners come on during the episode and critique. Really, like just a delight to me.
And this is gonna, I think I have to say Dinosaurs.
Ah!
Like, I'm
really... I did not listen to Dinosaurs.
Oh, no. I mean, I like the TV recaps. That one is just absurd. And so I think you guys are putting in amazing work on all the other stuff, but like, that's the bread and butter. I feel like you guys really excel with how you just break down ridiculous sitcoms, and there's few things more ridiculous than Dinosaurs. So that's,
yeah. OG.
How about you, Will?
The Star Wars was the pinnacle. watching Rob insert, or listening to Rob insert Wonderful Little Lies, especially Star Trek themed lies, was quite inspirational. I hope to lie well myself one day.
It was pretty amazing. Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's not it. Take that back.
Rob is the worst liar.
I thought he was saying that I did good.
Yeah, he did. No, no, no. You wish he said you're the worst liar. You know, you don't want
well,
to be known as a good liar.
I'm saying that this is a first date. I feel like you probably don't want to say, like, I aspire to be a better liar.
Oh, that's
although
true.
I guess you
can sort
of say, like, oh, I guess I stink at lying, so you'll be able to catch me in
not
any
me.
Of my lies.
I always tell the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a deal breaker, I'll say that.
Least favorite.
R-A-N-E-P episode.
Uh-oh. Oh, I mean, it's so easy to say the music videos, but I didn't think they were that bad. Like, I
didn't
enjoyed
either,
it
to
for what it was.
Yeah.
Okay. That's just sort of like the canned answer to say music videos is the worst. So what's the real worst? What do you think, Haley?
Yeah.
Ooh, I've missed the last few. I feel like
Haley!
They were all really good.
No, I'm so sorry.
You're right. We should have called Allie Lasher in instead.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, keep going. Sorry.
I don't know. Like, I've enjoyed all of them, but for very, like, different reasons. And it's hard to say. I'd say, like, probably the dinosaur one, I was like, ooh, this is kind of depressing.
Okay. Because the dinosaurs got extinct.
Yeah, and, like, the whole episode was about, like, child murder.
Yeah, it's a very dark episode.
Yeah. I guess so.
Yeah.
Amazing. I would say that my least favorite was the Madden one. Like, I'm not
and
super
I like the Madden
into
one.
Pro sports.
No,
and,
that's wrong. That was good.
I don't know. It was just that one didn't really hold my attention as much as everything else. So
they did one about Madden, like the video game.
But you didn't, you didn't listen.
Like I said, I'm a very disloyal listener.
Apparently, that was like the second.
Well, loyal
enough to go on a date for them.
That's true. Yeah. So you're making
thank
it up,
you. We
make
love
it up
you.
For another
yeah.
ways.
But that's more job, like, Will. Hey, maybe that wasn't.
Yeah. No. That wasn't for them. We're not. Yeah, it's okay. I'm not offended.
You don't need to justify yourself, Rob. It's fine. You can do whatever you like here. It's your podcast.
It was fine. Yeah, they had a pre-recorded Madden.
It was short
video
too.
Game that they watched and commentated over.
Yeah,
and they seem to enjoy themselves.
Yeah,
it's all that counts.
Yeah, I don't know. How does that sound to you? As somebody who did not listen to it, does that catch your interest that you would want to listen to?
Not even a little bit.
Oh, come on! I wish they come on.
Probably. I mean, I did listen to the first part of Dinosaurs.
Oh, so that's even more damning, actually.
Yeah.
You tried it and then it failed.
Well, I never saw dinosaurs. I mean, I'm familiar with like what the puppets look like.
Sure.
But like I never got it holds no nostalgia for me.
I will admit I
have puppet show.
Nostalgia. It wasn't like my favorite show ever, but it was something that I did watch as a kid. What about Leprechaun? Was that?
I did enjoy the Leprechaun.
That was a
I have
good
never
one.
Seen Leprechaun, but I feel like you don't need to. It's just like Gremlin style.
Yeah, I think those movies are.
Let's put Gremlins on the wheel.
Yeah, and I very much love the Harry Potter. Mm. The Harry Potter one. I thought that was very satisfying.
A lot
also,
of
big fan of that.
Yeah. Keep going with this. We've still got 3 minutes left on this clip.
You could stop. You could stop if you want. You could stop if you want.
Well, we'll listen, we got
a taste of the date.
I'll listen to this after and get the rest of the feedback. But I think it sounds like things are going well. The biggest issue, sounds like, Haley, is the bridge that is dividing them.
Yeah, and like I get it-ish. I would have considered my relationship a long-distance one. That's mostly a joke. Ethan only lived like 45 minutes away. So I get the distance, but like, it's not like you live across the country. Like, come on. Mm-hmm. You can cross a bridge
if there's an incredible, chemistry here on the date. And by right after this, and we don't have to play anymore. Right after this, they stop talking about us and they start talking about the date just to sum it up, that rain messed up their plans. They were going to walk through a farmer's market. That's how they ended up at the gluten-free bakery. It was pouring outside.
Okay.
But, I think, like, if you met the love of your life and you knew there was the one, I don't think you'd care that one of you lived, 40 minutes away on it by a drive or something.
Okay. And then are they at a gluten-free bakery for the health benefit, or does either Will or Jeremy or both have a condition which requires them to only eat gluten-free? Because I feel like that could be...
I think they mentioned that they were at the farmer's market maybe, and they sort of like sought refuge from the rain, something like that, because
so
it was raining.
Just happenstance.
So that might have been what it is.
Okay.
I don't... Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right. So we'll go to the next clip that we're going to have some resolution.
Next clip.
Okay.
But do you think there was a date two between Will and Jeremy?
I would say that I think that there may be. Yes. I'll say yes.
Okay. Okay. Haley?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Wow. Okay. A lot of pressure.
Hi, Robin Akiva. It's Will, and I just got back from my date with Jeremy in Oakland.
I actually had a good time on our date. It was fun to talk about what we have in common. We talked about the podcast, RHAP, you know, board games, shows that we like together. He's got a good sense of humor. He seems pretty bright. He's got good hair.
Well,
we managed to like laugh a lot, sort of despite getting drenched in the rain. So it was it wasn't a bad time, but I'm not sure another date or a relationship is you know, in the cards. Apart from the podcast, we don't have a whole lot else in common. We're also sort of at different stages in life. I've been out of grad school for a long time, and I've got a fairly, you know, intense job. I've sort of settled down. So I don't know if we're going to help Keith get into heaven, but, you know, maybe Jeremy and I can meet up sometime for some board games with friends or coffee or something.
Hey, Robert Akiva. This is Jeremy following up on my date with Will, and it went fine. Not great. He was a really nice guy. He's a good-looking guy, but we didn't really seem to be clicking personality-wise, for whatever reason. I don't think that there's going to be a second date.
Bridge.
So sorry, guys, that we won't be the ones to help you get into heaven.
Yeah. All right.
This is heartbreaking. I really thought because they sent like the middle, like the date audio, that it was going well. Oh, I'm so heartbroken.
I know. The date was really strong. I like both those guys.
Haley, do you think that is it possible that much like these bachelor and bachelorettes that don't get picked, that get to the end, that then we will be inundated now with people that say, oh, I would go on a date with Will. I would go on a date with Alex. I would go on a date with Deidre.
That would be amazing.
Are you thinking it's unthinkable for someone to want to go on a date with Missy? Because I think you're wrong.
I don't know. I'd be surprised if we got a lot of email that said, hey, can you set me up
with... Oh, you're going to get one email about Missy.
I'd be surprised.
Oh, my God. Okay, so Rob, at this point, I hope you're having a good time, Rob, because I'm having a good time.
I think it's been very interesting.
Yes, yeah, very interesting. Yeah.
So you're not having a good time? That seems like
your evasive answer. I don't know if I'm getting another date.
I'd be having a better time if we had some matches.
I mean, what do you want me to do? I freaking spent the last month of my life trying to get people on a second date.
Maybe there's somebody that lives near Jeremy that they say, oh, I would date Jeremy.
Very possible. Very possible. I also set people up in really big cities.
You know what I think our problem was?
What?
We didn't have enough helicopters in these dates. I think you guys should have paid for a helicopter or two. And, you know, that's where love forms in helicopters.
I thought about paying for the dates, to be honest. I thought, like, the more money I spend on this, because I did spend some money on, like, listen, I paid a professional editor. No, I'm kidding. Tim did it for free.
What did you spend money on?
I don't know. I definitely spent a lot of time. No, I bought.
Time is money.
I bought. How about this? I bought the. I spent money buying a an outro song for this episode.
Okay.
And I asked them if we could use it. I asked the people who wrote the song. But before we do that, before we play the last thing, so we're not done at this point.
Okay,
we're definitely. We haven't gotten into heaven yet, and we don't have any second dates, but I'm incredibly optimistic about the last date because of people feeling under the weather. The date was postponed to last night. So I don't have a ton from it.
Last night.
This is going to be audio 12, Rob, not audio 11.
Okay.
In 1 second. And this was the date I was the most optimistic for. It was, people a few years older than any of our other daters. But they don't. They both live in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the other dates were, you know, New York, D.C., San Francisco, a lot of New York, Chicago. So this was. I figured we could only set up big city people, but these were two people close in age and not, you know, and a couple years older than most of our applicants here. They're both huge sports fans, had a lot in common. I'm like, okay, this one was our lock. So play number 12.
Okay, here we go. Here's clip number 12. Oh boy.
Hailing from Anchorage, Alaska, bold and never cold, towering at 5 feet 11 inches, weighing in at 176 pounds, with baby blue eyes, chestnut brown hair, and a fresh face that's Botox free since 73. He enjoys sports, photography, hiking, skiing, and nature. His creative style of humor comes from left field and centers on a human ego. The man, the myth, the legend, Chadney Shepherd.
Thank you. Yes, yes, exciting times. And let me say, I'm going into this thing blind. Just the sound judgment of Akiva's setup. No photo, no Google search, no social media notes. Until Josh Wigler decides to tweet about basketball. Because you know both Laurel and I are going to respond to that polarizing timeline. Yes, and then I see her photo. Yes, slightly spoiled by Wigler's lust for hoops. But that's okay, I did not proceed any further. And now it's date day. A fine sushi dinner planned. And I'm clearly curious, what will the candid Canadian say? Instant analysis, Tony Romo has nothing on Haley Strong. Well, here's where the story swing line takes a twisted turn. Laurel's health is not where it needs to be for tonight for us to go out. And as much as we clown about the podcast, that is the first priority. So 20 degrees out here.
Priority is the podcast, not anybody's health.
We'll take the rain check. Overwhelmed by the height, bummed by the buzzkill. Thank you, Akiva. Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Haley. And Laurel, let's look towards a future date. But meanwhile, we can't reinvent the wheel.
Oh, wait. So
the hell?
So what happened? They didn't go on a date?
They did not go on a date because she was sick last night.
But so what did we listen to?
Rob, I played it because I want you to tell me what we just listened to. I just heard it for the first time before we went on air. I guess that was his letting me know that the date was canceled. He knew that the podcast was this morning, so I needed an update on
Chad,
how the date went.
So Chad had a hype video that about himself. Maybe this was like an alternate reality where when Michael Jordan got suspended from the NBA that he came in and replaced Michael Jordan in the 90s Bulls lineup.
Oh boy. So I asked Haley if we should play that, and she's like, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you should definitely play it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what to think. I guess hopefully Laurel doesn't hear it. I don't know. But, well,
are they hitting it off? Because it sounds like that they both, or that he recognized her.
Was that her voice, you think, on the thing? No way, right? It has to be like a female friend.
I don't know.
If that was her voice, then they're already like best friends. And like we're locked and loaded.
Maybe,
I don't think
they're,
so.
Maybe they're chatting and they are going.
No, Chad. No, Chad, not chatting. Okay.
But maybe they have some rapport, and so they're talking.
By the
way,
if so, then I've already won.
Yeah,
we're already doing this for a date.
We haven't been on the date yet, but he seems like things are going well.
Or he's got a lot of female friends who are just.
Do you think Laurel is faking sick?
After hearing that, she's going to fake death, I think. Just kidding, Chad. That was cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess we will get an update maybe for next podcast if they do go on a date. If she starts feeling better, feel better, Laurel. But at that point, Rob, I was out. I had no more dates.
And that was it. And you completely got shut out.
A total shutout. And
You got Mutombo'd.
We got Mutombo'd, no heaven, and I didn't know what to do. Play number 11.
Okay.
So after all those failed dates, I was pretty much, I figured, okay, we'll just end this here. And, you know, there'll be no happy...
Wait, are you talking or this is a clip?
This is a clip. This is
okay.
A clip.
All right. This is very confusing that I'm throwing into a clip of you talking. Very confused. Yeah, I speak for the audience. We're all confused. Okay. All right. So let's go back. Funny. Let's go back to the clip of Akiva talking.
Yeah.
And then we'll come back and talk about it.
And everyone will go home upset. And maybe this whole thing was a failure. I don't know. But I realized that if Rob and I couldn't set people up, I'm blaming Rob for this also. If Rob and I couldn't set people up on these dates, like maybe we could retroactively take credit for other people going out and getting to heaven that way. And so I realized that there are people who have met through Rob's podcast who are already dating. And this could be our sort of retroactive ticket to heaven. So can you guys tell me your names?
Jessica Sterling.
And Will Afferty.
And how do you guys meet?
Wait, now how are you getting into heaven on people that met because...
God, just listen, it's addressed. It's addressed.
Okay, all right.
We met through the patron group, the patron Facebook group. Yeah.
We both became patrons around the same time.
Right, okay. And we joined the same games group and ended up realizing we only lived 15 minutes from each other.
Yeah, okay. But I actually... We met each other like through the internet around February of last year, and I didn't pick up the courage enough or accept her invitations for drinks with between the 3 months between we met and Boston Know-It-All. So there is where we actually met for the first time. And after that is when we started dating.
Right.
And it's been 8 months since then.
Right.
I was going to ask how you meet somebody, like, in a Facebook group. Do you just, like all of their posts? You just, you know.
We were in the same games group that plays board games, like, through Skype. So we actually knew what each other looked like, and we that's when we realized we didn't live that far from each other.
Yeah, that was actually around a year ago when that happened.
And like, had you dated people from, like, a similar group before, or from, you know, from sort of internet hobbies type things before?
No.
No, that was the first time I'd met, like, April for the Boston Know-It-Alls was the first time I'd ever met anybody, like, online in person.
Same.
Okay.
And other than, like, dating apps.
Right, right. other than the apps. Mm. So, but you guys, it sounds like, have, you know, even within the subgroup of big enough reality TV fans to sort of be in a podcast group about, you know, to talk about your fandom and pay for that, you're also, like, really into board games. So you found sort of likes within your hobbies, like, and so that I feel like the success rate for that has to be pretty high, where it's like, all right, not only do we have this main hobby, but, like, even within that group we're sort of the most similar.
Right, so out of all the all of the fans of Survivor that are then listened to RHAP, and then there's about, like, what, 1,600 patrons of RHAP, and then besides that, there's only, like, what, 100 to 200 people that are in that games group. Mm-hmm. So it turns it out to be, like, a very small group of people, and people that live within 15 minutes of each other.
Yeah, and we ended up having a lot in common, and the fact that we lived so close to each other is just insane.
Right.
All right, I mean, so what do you guys, everyone I set up, it was a big flop. Spoiler alert. So what do you guys think I did wrong? Like, I don't know what happened. Should I have set people up who actually had common interests? Do you think that would have worked?
I mean, that usually helps when you have something in common.
Right, but it still could just lead to friendships more than anything. I think the most important part is, like, personality compatibility. So, like, I talk a lot. Will is a bit on the quieter side. You know, those types of things, I think, matter almost more than your interests. Like, your interests start the relationship, but then what keeps it going is more of a personality thing, I think.
Yeah, you can have things in common, but then, oh, it's just a bad time, so it doesn't work out.
Right.
So when people in the outside world, we'll call them normies, when they sort of ask you, oh, how'd you guys meet? I assume you tell them, like, something less embarrassing, like you met at a key party or at, like,
a... We usually just say the internet. Yeah, we say the internet because I feel like the internet is, like, a way more acceptable answer nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
then
if people really want to know, I'll just say, like, oh, we listened to the same podcast and we met in a Facebook group. I mean, it's a lot easier than going into the entire explanation.
Right. I'd assume anybody over the age of... however old I am plus one day would probably be very confused by that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've explained it before, and people usually just stop asking questions because they're just like, okay. Yeah.
Well, what's worse is, like, your parents probably get asked a lot, and then it's like, oh, they try. And my mom will call me up, like, once a month. Like, what's your job again? What do you do? And, like, definitely doesn't know anything about, like, the podcast or wouldn't be able to listen to it. I just had to explain to my dad today. He was like, oh, this guy, I like him. I don't want to unfriend him, but he posts, like, 40 times a day about politics. And I was, like, going over, like, oh, then you could, like, unfollow them and mute them on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I still don't think my mom completely understands it because she asked me just, like, a couple weeks ago, again, like, how we met, even though I told her multiple times how it happened. I don't think she really understands
how the whole
patron
thing works.
It's never going to
get in there. It's never going to happen for them.
No.
Yeah, she still doesn't get what live KIAs are.
Well, I think a lot of our listeners don't also, so let's keep talking about that.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. We have established that Rob and I need to set up a couple, at least one, ideally three. But at this point, we're sort of desperate and we're moving the goalposts to get into heaven. We need to set people up successfully. So now when people ask, like, who set you up, there's no real answer. Right. You met yourself, but someone has to get the credit.
Yeah.
So can Rob and I take credit? Now, I think you could argue, probably had literally nothing to do with...
Yeah, absolutely nothing, yeah.
Nothing, nothing. No, you might not even know who I am right now. But I split the credit with Rob?
I think it has to be at least like a 60-40 on Rob's side.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess so.
I had not heard of you until I knew who Rob was, and I already listened to the podcast. And
well,
I
that makes sense because you're already like giving him money. Yeah, that,
right.
Yeah.
I think you're going to have to work harder than he is to get into heaven at this point.
Yeah.
All right. So Rob doesn't know what we're doing for this episode. Do you think we could like trick him and do like an on-air wedding and like convince him that we're doing a wedding at the end of this episode? And that would like...
He might believe it. Like, there are a few patrons that are
sorry
like...
Sorry if I made that weird for those
there's
guys.
There's a patron romance. They're having a baby. So maybe you could convince him it's them.
Oh, boy. You guys have anything to announce? Like, I do, yeah. Do you think there's ever been a podcast wedding before? And could we sort of have the first one? Like, not you guys in general, but like, do you think that's where I should have done? I should have done the you know, Married at First Sight, which is like a reality TV show where they get married the first second they see each other. Should we have forced patrons to get married and then seen what happened?
You could have gotten the Guinness Book of World Records that way, maybe.
Oh, that's good also. We could have killed a couple birds with
that's
one stone.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. So do you have any more advice for me? How to get into heaven?
I mean, maybe you need to get closer to all of the patrons and then you need to start setting them up individually. Although they're such a widespread geographically, so I don't know how.
But don't you think like I've failed as a matchmaker? Like, don't you think I should get out the game now? Like I'm done. Like, I feel like someone would be better at it than me.
Yeah, maybe that's the move. Maybe just let fate take the reins on this.
This is really only my chance at my only shot at heaven. Like, I feel like God's not letting and people who, like, you know, watch 21 hours a day of sports and like
yeah, I don't think that's a podcast.
No.
All right, guys, thank you so much. And if you could think of any other ways to get me into heaven, and if you do, like, if you guys do decide ever, you know what I'm saying, and like maybe we could do it on the podcast, then that would be
okay. Well, think about it.
Think about it.
Save some money.
Yeah.
You think you know. The truth is, I haven't got a clue. One thing you know where I'm going, there won't be another you. And I don't mean that I found another man. And I don't mean that I'll fall in love.
Kiva, did you write that song?
No, but I thought it would be an incredible sort of, you know, like it was it, when I heard it like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And I was like, and I'm like, that song like has to be the end of the episode.
Yeah, but this isn't the end of the episode. So I don't know why we just listened to 3 minutes of a song.
Well, I wanted it to be the outro. I wanted us to not go back to that, to go back straight to the wheel.
Oh, but Haley's still here.
Hi.
Yeah, I know. I forgot to tell you.
It's such a beautiful song. We can work these things out, but we got
to... Yeah, I forgot. Listen, I had 50 things to tell you. There was, I usually don't have...
Ready to put stuff on the wheel?
I don't know. I might as well. Is it going to be like another 3 hours? I don't think. Yeah. Probably not.
No, it'll be
three.
We'll do it quick. We'll do it quick. Isn't that a great song, though? I paid $1 for that song.
It was fine.
It's a Haley, tell him it's a beautiful song.
It was a nice song. I thought
did add that song to my Spotify playlist after she sent it to me.
Yeah, I thought it was a song that was like an original song about what we were doing. I just thought
it was like the perfect song.
A little
perfect
out of place. Like, what is this? Like, are we on the radio that we just like play a song?
Well, I was like waiting
podcast?
For you. I forgot to tell you. So then I'm like, oh no. Like, is he going to sit for the 4 minutes of the song?
You know but how anyway, I feel about when you guys play a song for 4 minutes at the end of a 32 Fans podcast. I'm like, what the? Yeah. Like, I'm listening to a podcast, not music.
Well, that was supposed to be half of it. But anyway, beautiful song. Good job by the Wild Reeds.
Yes.
Thanks for giving me permission by not saying no when I tweeted at you. They didn't respond, but I assume that was a tacit. Yes.
Yes, tacit, yes. Can I just ask, so yes. was this whole thing do you really buy into this idea that that your admission into heaven is somehow dependent on you matching up these couples?
I mean, Rob, what do we have to get so literal here? What do we have to break kayfabe for? I don't know.
Okay.
No, it's not even real in Judaism. No, I said it's like it's an old wives' tale, but we do, you know, if people got married through our podcast, that would be fun.
Okay. Yeah.
I think what Rob said about like people writing in to date some of the people who are on the podcast, I think that could really be your ticket.
Okay.
Yes. Now, these people certainly did not consent to that, but you go through me and don't bother the people.
Yeah.
Not that
anybody
used their last name anyway.
Don't tweet Akiva.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because now
Lasher for
they have some more information. And I think that maybe, you know, some of these blind dates, okay, it's kismet, it's perfect, and it works out. But I do think that people like having the ability to choose. And so even if it's that they've heard one of these people on this podcast and then are choosing them, then they have some sort of choice, or people that are, you know, meet each other in a closed group, but they're still choosing each other. I think that the choice is, I think, a big factor.
For some of these, and we didn't hear all the dates, and some of them ended up getting scratched last minute. But for some of them, I said, like, here's four guys, you know, locally, pick one. And that did happen. Like, there was some choice element. Anybody who, like, it wasn't fully blind in the sense that anybody asked for a picture or internet profile, I did give it to them. But listen, Ofer, however many, the answer to your question, I think there was 5 dates that actually happened and like 11 dates that were agreed to and got scrapped.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Something insane like that.
It's a pretty good ratio. Akiva, we've had a lot of fun today. I just want to applaud you and the job that you did. I know that you were, along the way, you and I had many conversations and you were like, without giving anything away, you're like, oh, you have no idea how much work I'm doing on this Rapture. So I, as a co-host of this podcast, just really salute you for the amazing work that you did to put this all together.
Yeah, thanks. Big thanks to Shut Up Tim, who edited that and put in the music, and Chester edited some stuff also. The voice people, Haley and Kaya, who helped with the actual, matchmaking, and Haley for being on the podcast. So it was a big undertaking. Hopefully it will not, be back on the wheel so soon, but I'm happy if anybody enjoyed it. And remember, if you didn't enjoy it, tweet at us and say greatest podcast in the history of the medium.
Yes. All right. Yeah. And Haley, thank you for being a part of the Rapture.
Thank you for having me. This was so much fun. Robin Akiva Needle
Thanks again to Haley Strong for being here with us on this episode of the podcast. Of course, you could listen to Haley every week with Amy talking about everything going on The Bachelor. And you can follow the great Haley Strong on social, on Twitter. She's at @HStrong_. Don't forget the underscore.
Yeah, we did try and buy her the get rid of the underscore once, but the person did not respond.
Right. And also on Instagram at @HStrong_.
Social media icon. Yeah. Haley, good job. Thank you as always.
Yes. We really appreciate her being here with us before she's traveling to go on a fun vacation for a few days after the podcast. But Keeve, we need to talk about what is going to be on Mount Renatmore and what's going to ultimately go on the wheel next week.
Yeah, so it was a controversial week in terms of the mailbag and the wheel and the fishbowl. Because we had a couple polls out there in terms of kicking things out. We decided to Marie Kondo the fishbowl and get rid of some of the shows that we were planning on watching, really tidy up a little bit.
Yeah. By the way, the idea to Marie Kondo the fishbowl, I feel like, was met with probably, at least from the people we heard from, about a 5% approval rating.
No, I think I think that's not true.
You
I think
people, the silent majority was happy that we Marie
Kondo. No, I think people, I heard a lot of, you guys got rid of the right shows. You got rid of a lot of popular shows also. I got rid of, and partially because some of my, the things I got rid of were my ideas to start. I got rid of a lot of things that people didn't want to see in the first place.
Okay.
I think all four of yours might have beaten all four of mine. So the first poll was which shows that Rob kicked out should be allowed to stay. Okay. And between Gilligan's Island, Degrassi, Riverdale, and Welcome Back, Kotter.
Yes.
There was a three-way race that was almost tied the whole way. We had over 1,580 votes, Rob.
Wow.
Yes. And so Welcome Back, Kotter was a non-factor with 11, so that's out of the fishbowl.
Okay.
Yeah. And Degrassi came up just short with 29.
Okay, so these were, only one was being saved. It was a vote to save, not a vote to evict.
Yes. Correct. But it was a tie at 30% between Gilligan's Island and Riverdale.
Okay.
However, according to Twitter, Gilligan's Island is in the blue. So I assume Gilligan's Island had one or two or four more votes than Riverdale.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think they should both be allowed to stay if they tied. But I'll leave it up to you. Gilligan's Island definitely can stay.
Fine. They can both stay. Okay.
Well, I mean, this gets you out of having to do Kirsten and Frail Mary's podcast if people really want
to. I would be happy to do it. That if people that I feel like that at least there that I know I would be ecstatic to be on that podcast because I feel like that I'd be talking to people who wanted to hear about the subject matter. My only question was, and it is not a guest thing. It was like what percentage of our audience wants to hear about Riverdale.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, so I think for now Riverdale can stay, but Gilligan's Island stay, but Degrassi, sorry,
Degrassi.
We'll never have to pronounce it again.
Yeah,
we'll never have to say what the actual pronunciation for it.
Yes,
and then my four was somehow not on. I don't see it on Twitter anymore. But my four were Where in the World's Carmen Sandiego, The Muppet Show, and now I have to do this from memory because it's gone. Do you remember what the other shows were?
SNL.
And, San Diego,
Sliders.
The Muppet Show.
Sliders.
And Sliders. Okay, so Sliders did no business.
Yes.
SNL came up just short.
Could you please at least give a shout out to Edwin Johnson, who worked very hard to try to save Sliders. And I still think that
save Sliders. Hashtag save Sliders.
Would be good. I think the worst thing that Sliders has going against it is the episode in question does not sound like it's
too many dragons.
Well, that's but Sliders is a would be a great show to podcast about. And
it doesn't mean that it's gone forever. It's just gone for now. It could work its way back in. So Carmen Sandiego, SNL, and Sliders. SNL had all the way up at 28%. Sliders was the worst performing of my polls at 13.
Yeah.
But the winner staying in the fishbowl was Muppet Show. So goodbye to Carmen Sandiego, SNL, Sliders. Welcome back, Kotter and Degrassi.
Yeah.
Those five shows out of the fishbowl.
And I would encourage Edwin to write up a pitch for Sliders to go onto the wheel.
No, God, now you just infuriated people because people were so mad when Degrassi went from nothing to wheel and fishbowl. So now you just made people really upset.
I think if there was like a drill down into the 10 most bizarre alternate universes that were featured on Sliders, I feel like that's something. That's at least the pitch.
Okay.
As opposed to recap an episode of Sliders, because I feel like that an episode of Sliders may not do the series justice as opposed to talking about, all of the different alternate dimensions that are out there.
Right. Yeah. I mean, nobody cared about the show when it was on, so I'm not sure they care about it now, but he's welcome to pitch that.
Okay.
Also, a lot of controversy. People think like the same few people get their stuff on the wheel. On their questions asked, like I this is blind. Like I don't care. We just want good content, right, Rob? I don't care who's sending it in. And also, there's like 40 things in the mailbag that I haven't read that will get read one day. There's a big backup when we cut down to four things.
Yeah, I had a question from one of our listeners, Adam. That stuff that does not make Mount Rushmore in a certain week, does that go into some sort of a queue where it's a chance it could come up a different week?
If we dismiss it out of hand, no. If we say maybe later, I put it in the wheel waiting room.
Something that, like, it did not make the cut. that you did not read it on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, it's generally my mailbag unless I think that you're not going to. Yeah, there's no week. Like some of the pitches I read you are 3 months old. We're just getting to that.
Okay.
Most of them are you know, something could really move up the totem pole if it's great, but it's never out. I have a mailbag full, but you know, I have a pretty good feeling for what you're going to consider.
Okay.
All right, so let's go quickly and four pitches for this week. Things we could add to the wheel of podcasts. Okay.
Okay.
Number one, this is from Eric Stein.
Oh,
yeah. Eric Stein is formally requesting a podcast called "The Rise and Fall of Famous Infomercial Scam Artist." I believe it's Don Lopre is how it's pronounced, yes. But I'm not familiar with him.
Yes.
What do you think about that? I don't know anything about this guy.
Willing to come on and be the guest and he has all the information, or he wants us to then do a deep dive?
It's a good question.
If Eric is willing to do it, he knows the information and is willing to come on and present his TED Talk, then...
What if he's willing to do it but wants us to do the research? That's a question I have. What if he wants us to actually research it, but he's willing to talk? Yeah, I mean, I'll do the research. I'm not going to leave it to you.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so, but let's he's been listening to some of these, I think. So let's let him get back to us next week.
Okay, best version.
I would put that on for sure. If he agrees to come on, it's on the wheel.
Put it into the waiting room. Best version of that is he'll do all the work. Second best version is you do all the work.
Yes. And yes, then, I agree.
Good.
Third best version is Rob.
Well,
best
it's
do the
not
work,
going on the wheel at that point.
Podcast not going on the wheel.
Yeah.
Okay. Pitch number two. This is from a listener named Stephanie.
Okay.
Have guest and life coach Caitlin Herman on and have her walk you through a life coaching session and or take questions from listeners and have her give life advice from a life coach perspective. She's been so fun on other podcasts, seems to love the community, so hoping she would be into doing this.
She is very fun, and that maybe it would be a good idea in terms of like getting advice from Caitlin. But I think it can't be like we're making light of not love and light of what.
But
she does.
She did. The writer did write end with love and light, Stephanie.
Right, right. What do you think about this?
I think it would be a big hit. I think the second we mentioned it, people are already tweeting us saying it's got
to
happen.
So I am definitely open to it if she's up for it. So I can message her and see if she would like to do something like that. Of course, yeah. I wish we had a boilerplate start of an email of that.
I had that when I started when I was doing the emails to people and I was telling them what I want and what to expect. At a certain point, I just started copying and pasting my old email. So do a really good one once, and then you could send it to what you're trying to say, because I didn't let you finish your thought, is this is a hard podcast to explain to random guests, especially celebrity guests, right?
Yeah, I need the elevator pitch of that.
Yeah, so you need it to do it once, and then you could just always copy and paste that email to other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Sure. Put that in the waiting room.
Waiting room, but I think people are gonna eat up Caitlin Herman, and we would love to have her.
Well.
How about this? This could be another Caitlin idea, but it could be this is something in her wheelhouse. This is from Nicole. Nicole, she's a longtime listener. This is her first time writing in.
Oh, I thought it was my wife for a second, but then you said it was a longtime listener.
Yeah, longtime listener. This first time listener, last time writing in. Rob, your stuff is in the garage. My idea for the wheel would be the astrology cast. Astrology has grown in popularity over the past couple of years, especially among millennials, and a lot of people continue to be skeptical. I want the two of you to learn about each of the 12 zodiac signs with the help of an astrologist or astrology expert. Then you could use a chart generator to get your birth chart. Considering astrology is so much more than your zodiac sign, have them explain to you what it means. If no one's available, there's plenty of websites. She's willing to do it, but yeah, I think she's, she's willing for us to pick anybody in the RHAP universe. I think Kirsten's very into it. Maybe Jenny is very into it.
Yeah,
very into it. I'm sure they would love to do it. What do you think? Are you interested in Rob and Akiva have an astrology cast? Are people going to click?
I'm not sure. What do you feel like about it?
I have no say. I thought you could go all over the place with this. Should we see if there's any interest from it? Obviously, there'll be interest from Kirsten, who will immediately tweet at us and say yes, I'm doing this. But are the interest from the listeners? To us to talk about astrology, something I know nothing about. I know I'm a Libra, Libra, but that's all I know.
So I am. You know what you are? Yeah, I am too.
All right. Yeah, both. We're born near each other.
Yes.
Okay.
So I kind of feel like it's the type of thing where it's like your fantasy football team that everybody is in, or your dreams. It's you're
what interested. If they're just explaining us, like, here's an example, here's like what person born, you know, Gemini would be. And like, here's an example of a famous Gemini, and like very bare bones, like basic stuff to us.
Are you curious to know that stuff?
I mean, I would like show up for the podcast.
Right. But
I would never research it on my own.
Yeah. If that comes up, are you excited for that?
I'm not sure. I guess it depends on the guest. I guess it depends on like who's telling it to us. Let's you know, feel it out. I'll say right now it's a no, but if people are dying for it, I'm, you know, we're at the beck and call of everybody else.
Right. Like if you and I hear about our, you know, astrological signs and what it means for us and what type of person we are, like it feels like it's almost there, but I feel like it's still missing like a little kick that makes
it's
it like
a, okay.
It's like three quarters baked, but I feel like that. Why is the listener necessarily going to care about what our astrological chart says?
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. It's a good question that I don't have the answer to.
All right. What else?
Okay. Fine. Fourth and final one for today.
Fourth and one.
How about this? Let's talk about the Royal Rumble, because this is really brought up a lot of controversy, maybe more than any other wheel idea we've had before.
Okay.
I've spoken to the Royal Rumble makers.
Yes.
People thought, hey, Rob and Akiva are being really soft and not allowing the intergender Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
After we had that conversation, the very next day, the WWE has an intergender Royal Rumble for the first time. The 30th entrant is The Rock's cousin, Nia Jax. She takes, like, boots to the face. It was wild. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. It was just a funny coincidence. The issue isn't that Rob and Akiva are not willing to do it. The issue is that the WWE game doesn't allow it.
Mm-hmm.
So
hacking.
But it's very... I didn't find anybody who's confident they could hack it. So the two options that were presented to us were, A, we could do that with a very old, low graphics game from, like, 15 years ago. That will just say the people's names, but it won't even have their faces. Or B, we could just have a man rumble and a woman rumble back to back, and there would be a little shorter each. Mm-hmm. You know, it might be 20 in each.
Right.
I think that's the better option. I think we should have with two rumbles. We can also discuss between now and then, like, if only one is funny, we could maybe cut one out and just have it YouTube only or something mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah.
But they both won't be long. I think that's the answer. Then you don't have men kicking women in the face. We still get to use, because this idea was very popular. A lot of people said we're the P word for not doing this.
Professionals?
Yes, we're not professionals for
no, we are professionals for not doing it.
Yeah, but people do want to see the podcaster rumble.
Okay, that's fine. All right, we can do it. Okay, men, we have a men's podcast rumble and a women's podcast rumble. Do we want people to opt in to being in the rumble? Like, if Stephen Fishback is mm-hmm. then where, you know, is getting, you know, pummeled in a video. You know,
if he was pummeling Jessica Lease, I'd get it. But no. I feel like
no,
I
he's
feel like,
getting he's getting a steel yeah, chair over
Antonio
his
Mazzaro.
Head. Yes,
yeah,
by Mike.
I think that's fine. Too bad, Steven. I think that's fine.
Okay. Now I'm worried about, you know, women that are now being put into a
bikini. I would say, all right, he will make the dress as appropriate as possible.
Okay.
And I think the truth is the women are more excited than the men. I had so many female RGP podcasters say, I'm in, make sure I'm in the rumble.
Okay. All right. Do they want to submit a picture?
Yes. I will have my assistant ask everyone if they have a picture. And if they say, what's this? I don't want in. Then that's their opt out.
Okay.
So they will essentially opt in.
So you've got this from here.
Correct.
Okay. The next time we hear about this on the podcast, you will say it is time to put this onto the wheel.
I think next week we'll put it on the wheel. I just think that the guy who does it needs at least 1 week's notice.
Yeah, if you could just
give
us an idea next week of what the turnaround time is, like, hey, I'm going to need 6 months to make these 60 wrestlers
Right, because you got to do the faces. It needs to be a picture staring straight ahead for it to make sense, he said. Like, they need to be looking at the camera. But yeah, I think we're good. We should be good to go next week, at most 2 weeks.
Okay.
It won't be like the Rehapsler, where it's a 2 month turnaround.
Great. Okay. So looking forward to that.
Tentatively on the wheel.
Okay.
And that's it. Those were the four.
Okay. Anything else? Any other season 3, episode 7s to add?
Nah. I think the point of the whole thing was to get us down into like the teens, you know, out of 25 shows.
I have not pulled the things that got voted out of the fishbowl. So if we have a season 3, episode 7 draw, we may have to have a do-over potentially. Okay. We are up to 3 slots on the wheel this week for season 3, episode 7. We have currently on the wheel Robin Akiva, Solve a Murder, season 3, episode 7. We have our coin flip. We have our Oregon Trail. We have the rise and fall of Jonathan Taylor Thomas. We have our TV show theme song bracket. We have MTV Shows Are Trash, April 13th, 1994, Jeopardy, Leprechaun 2, Millennial Boot Camp, and The Mystery Show.
You know, it's crazy we've never landed on the coin flip. Yeah, and it used to have 2 spots. That's just never come up once.
Yeah, never come up. So the coin flip will then, and we will flip a coin, and then we will do either Rob's choice or Akiva's choice for the following week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Do we want to touch on whatever episode number 11 of Robin Akiva Need a Podcast was, and whether that should be added to the wheel?
Sure. Do you remember offhand what episode 11 was? I forgot to write it down. Mm-hmm. Do, 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 do.
Episode number 11 was The Wizarding World of Robin Akiva.
So there's no way to redo that. I mean, I would love to do another thing where it's like two people know everything about a subject and we ask them about it.
Yeah. Okay.
We don't have that idea right now.
Submit your ideas. Need a podcast at robhasawebsite.com or Seinfeld at Post Show Recaps. You could send us in your ideas for the wheel. And so, Keeve, you ready to spin?
Yeah, let's spin that wheel.
All right, here we go. And we are closing in on April 13th, 1994. If it holds, if it stands, it will be the first time that we are doubling back to another topic that we've already done. It was early on in the first few episodes of the show. We talked about, what was it, May 22nd, 1998?
Correct.
All right. Keeve, do you want to use your power of veto?
No.
Okay.
We shouldn't have put it on. Do you want to use your power of veto here?
No, that was one of my favorites.
Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah, sure. You just have to show up.
Ooh, yeah.
I like that one. I like the research. Also, you know, when we do pick a day, if you find anything interesting on that day, send it to me and I will happily use it.
Okay. Do we have access to our Paul the Saints fan random date generator?
All right, Rob.
Yes.
We have recalculated.
Okay.
And we have a date for thank you to Paul the Saints fan for making this this auto calculator. We have March 11th, 1995 is the day we will be delving into.
Okay. 3/11/95.
Okay. Do you know what you were doing on March 11, 95?
I have no idea. I was a junior in high school. So I graduated in 1996. So no clue what was going on March 11, 1995. I have a really good memory for things of once I started college. I've blocked out most of my high school and
a lot
middle
of people
school.
Are the opposite.
Yeah.
But that's interesting.
No, that I am, my life began once I got out of my parents' basement for the first time.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
A lot of people, that's good. You don't want to peak in high school. A lot of people would say the opposite. And I think that's a very good sign that your life improved post-high school. I don't remember what I was doing. The Jets had just lost their last 5 games in 1994. That was probably the main thing on my mind at the beginning of 1995.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is the dawn of the Rich Kotite era.
Dawn of the Kotite era is probably just about, not to get too morbid, but just about the week my grandfather got diagnosed with cancer. He only lasted like 2 months after that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the only thing I can remember from about March 95.
Okay. So next week, we will learn all about it. What's going on? March 11, 1995.
Yeah. So send it in. I had fun today. I hope you had fun, Rob.
I did have fun. I want to commend you for all of the work that you did to put this together, that you work extremely hard on this podcast. And it is greatly appreciated by both myself and the many listeners of RENAP, because I hear a lot of great feedback about RENAP.
Well, listen, it was a labor of love. it's too bad, you know, that we're going to have to figure out a new way into heaven. And hopefully this won't come back on the wheel in 10 episodes.
And again, I'm good. You are trying to figure out a way in.
Oh, boy. All right. I'll have to figure out a different way.
Maybe you'll be lucky and they'll give me like a plus one.
You think I would be your plus one?
I mean,
that'd be nice.
I
hopefully. What about Nicole?
Well, hopefully she gets in on her own merit.
Sure.
Yeah. So.
Sure. Do you think people get plus ones to hell?
And like,
you could like take someone you hate.
Yeah. You could bring somebody you really don't care for.
Yeah, it's like a steal a vote.
Yeah, I guess so. But somebody who's like borderline, you can take like, here's the pen of people that are borderline.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Who would you take to hell with you?
I don't know.
Have to say on air.
besides Missy? No.
Oh my God.
No, we're joking. We're joking around. Everybody, don't be so serious.
Why so serious?
We can't have fun on this podcast.
All right, and give me your Super Bowl pick that will be immediately obsolete and hopefully wrong.
Oh, Patriots run away with this thing.
Yeah, I agree. Patriots by a million. Tom Brady's just a little bit better than Jared
Patriots,
Goff.
They haven't they've won their Super Bowls, but they haven't blown anybody out yet. But
blowouts.
I think this is
not even a double digit win.
This is the time. Mark it down. Patriots Patriots going away in or out.
Agreed.
Okay. Let's see what the people have to say on iTunes. Wait. No new reviews this week? What?
Well, there's going to be hundreds after the Rehapsular. They might all say, like, cancel the podcast, but there'll be hundreds.
Rob has a website.com/nap to go ahead to subscribe on iTunes and leave us your feedback and reviews. And there you have it, Keith.
Delight as always, Rob.
Yeah, lots of fun. We'll be back next week to talk about March 11th, 1995. When did the band 311 get started?
I'm not sure.
I was going to mention
311. I didn't get to it because Antonio was so thorough. I was going to mention 311 in our conspiracy pod.
Why? What about them?
Well, when I was a kid, everyone said that 311 was the KKK because 311s and K is the 11th letter of the alphabet. It was a big thing. It's on the wiki page that they're not. Like, not that it's true, but like it was a very popular rumor when I was a kid.
Yeah. Allegedly, according to their wiki or Wikipedia, which the band kicked off in 1988. So I guess maybe they, I don't know when their hits were. I guess they had some... mainstream breakthrough, 1995. Okay. So maybe we'll circle back to them. But according to Wikipedia, the band's name originates for the police code for indecent exposure in Omaha, Nebraska, after the original guitarist for the band was arrested for streaking.
Interesting. Yeah, maybe we'll play them.
We got a 311 going on right now.
I don't know. By the way, what would have happened? Can we go back to the Rehapsular for a second? What if there was like, post-date coitus. Do you think people would have told us or no?
If people that we set up, no, I don't think that they would have said like,
but do you think they would have been like, what, how do you lie then? Would you, because I don't even think you say you went back to the other person's house.
Okay. So it was like a one night stand like that. So they met, we set people up. They went to the fantasy suite.
And then
never spoke to each other again. It's almost like the date was good, but then the
maybe there was some texting afterwards, but they didn't get back to each other.
I think that what we would have gotten from one party or the other would have been, so we went on the date and I thought that we really hit it off. I thought that we had a great time. We had drinks. We hung out after and I thought it was all great. But then I never heard from them again, and so I guess it didn't go as well as we thought. Like where, the first part is like it went really great, but then I never heard anything after.
Yeah,
I think that's how that story would be translated. But I don't know
because
what do I, Akiva? Let's be honest. Well, what do I know about?
Yeah, no, we're not the right people to answer that question.
So. What are you gonna do?
Oh well, better luck next time.
Yeah. All right. Keeva is on Twitter at Keeve26. I'm at Rob Sestrino. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.